It's good? Okay.
I can't take pictures.
3, 2, 1.
Good? Okay, so I'm Daniel McCartan here for Bronx Pinstripes, Yes Network, with the legendary Dwight Doc Gooden, World Series champion. You guys all know, he doesn't need any introduction. What is it like to be in an event like this, meeting all the fans? The line for him, by the way, has spanned 3 suites long. What is that?
I love that because the fans are what give you the energy of the player. And when you're playing, you take out the time. This is my way of saying thank you to the guys for being there for me, from ups and downs. I love it.
So he has a very special quality of being both a Met and a Yankee. I saw some Met fans here today, and you accused me of being a Met fan.
I think I've seen you at City Field a couple of times.
So in your Yankee years, George Steinbrenner did give you the second chance. What do you think about George Steinbrenner?
George is awesome. George is like a second dad to me. Give an opportunity to read George's career and do it here in New York. It was great. And once I retired, I got to know the side of George that I didn't even get to know. And one thing I stuck out the most, I never forget, my dad was sick. George came in and when he was going to a meeting, I saw a friend of mine ready to go home, Money Complex, and he said, "How's Doc's dad? He's about to go. Take out time to come to the hospital."
That's awesome. Awesome. So the conversation, how did that conversation go? And he said, "Listen, we want you and Darryl back here." How did that conversation go?
That was great because I was coming back from a suspension and Mets wanted to cut ties, which I completely understand.
Yeah.
And then I remember meeting with George. The first time I met with him, we didn't even talk baseball. We just talked about the things I was doing off the field. And they say we talked, and he said, "Why don't you make the Yankees? So that's trouble. I think you'll be fine. Just give him an opportunity for the long race."
And what is your conversation after the fact with Darryl? Like, "Oh, man, we got a second chance?"
Well, with Darryl, I remember, I think, 95 he came over, and then 96, he was going, well, he said, "We got a chance to sign Darryl from him." He was playing independent ball. I said, "Get him." And then having them both on the same team and win the championship here in New York.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys ever do that with the Mets and Yankees?
Yeah.
You don't get no better than that.
So what are your fondest memories, since we're at Yankee Stadium, what are your fondest memories with the Yankees?
I mean, I guess I could say the 96 World Series, from a personal standpoint, was a no-hitter because my dad taught me the game, and I actually turned on the last game to Tommy Pitch.
Right. Yeah, so I saw that on the 30 for 30 special, actually. So, do you think that they did do a good job depicting your life and career on that program?
I thought that they did good with everything that took place. I claim it, I did do that, but more to me what I'm doing now, positive stuff, I think they could have shown a little bit more, what I'm doing instead of all that. I mean, nothing wrong with it, show it, I agree with it. I'm doing things different now.
So what are you doing? What are you up to now?
Well, my thing now is I love kids, that's my passion. I speak at high school and college, I have a baseball academy where I teach baseball and talk about life issues as well. Mm-hmm. That's what kids are going to, it's great therapy for myself.
Very cool. So at these camps, I wonder, how would your career have been different should there have been social media around?
Well, in a way, I'm glad they didn't have social media in the 80s. On the other hand, I think I'd be a little different. I think I'd be a better decision.
Yeah.
I think most importantly, I just need to be honest with myself. A lot of time I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was very nice to help. So if I had to do it differently, I'd be more reaching out for help.
So the Mets call you up to be a part of their Hall of Fame. How did that conversation go?
That was great. I talked to Jeff. Yep. I remember my first time the Mets, he was a kid coming in. He gave me a call. He said, "Are you sitting?" So I'm like, "No, because you do so much good things, but then off the field stuff, you don't know."
Yeah.
And once that being in the Hall of Fame, that told me that my career was okay and everything was okay. The way it ended, you're not sure. That's how I stand on it. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, so I came up with a stat. As a 19-year-old, you led the MLB in strikeouts. That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure, and come up and doing that. And I give a lot of credit to the fans. I mean, there's no better feeling than pitching at Shea Stadium. Crowd sent up clapping with 2 strikes, and that was great. But like I said, as a rookie, 19-year-old, and do that, now I'm able to appreciate it more because I think about going through that. I wanted to realize the things I was taking place, but now you look back on that and share with your kids and your grandkids.
Yeah, and this is the anniversary of the 86 Mets. Do you still keep in touch with any of the guys? I know, Darryl they had on the show, but anybody else?
Yes, I talked to a lot of those guys, and Keith and Ronnie, they're here.
Yeah.
Bob here. He lives in Jersey, so it's always good to see those guys. And like I said, this year being the 30th anniversary, a lot of guys go for different things. It's always good to catch up.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody's healthy and kids are doing well. So, I'll say once you win a championship with somebody, you're never ex-teammates, you're always teammates.
Right. So I know you've had a great career, very established pitcher you were. Do you ever think, what if? What could have happened? How could it have been better? Does that ever cross your mind?
Many times. That's a great question. And what's funny is, thinking that could have been different. I could have been the whole thing. Those are the things that kept me sick because of guilt, shame, and that. But once I came out incarcerated, I was six. I had a chance to like relive my life, and I thought about it. Well, when I was a kid, my only dream was to make the minimum wage and happen. So I won like every award I could to win. I won three World Series. So I said, who am I to beat myself up? Someone else's opinion. Because me personally, I think I should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right, I agree.
Thank you.
All right, well, Daniel McCartan, Doc Gooden, this was awesome. He's a legend, everybody, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Hey, are you, by the way, still in Franklin Links?
No, actually, you know what? I go from Jersey to New York. I'm in Franklin Links.